Joining us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is one of the newest Browns, Quinton Groves, linebacker, on the line with us from his home in Jacksonville, Florida. Quinton, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, welcome to the Browns, and I think the first place to start with you, obviously, is the connection you have with Ray Horton, playing for him last year in Arizona. He's the Browns' defensive coordinator. He clearly was a big driving factor in your coming aboard to Cleveland. So give us the insight, because you're the one guy on this team right now who really knows what playing in that defense is all about.
Well, like I said, I'm grateful to be a Cleveland Brown. You know, thanks to Mr. Lombardi and Joe Banner for bringing me along, Coach Straczynski. You know, I give thanks to those guys as well as Ray Horton. But the thing I loved about Ray's defense is it's attacking. You come after the quarterback from different angles, different ways. You know, it's like he finds different ways for you as players, you know what I mean, and you as a whole defense to get to the quarterback. That's the mindset that we have on defense, and that's the mindset that he's going to bring to this defense. And it's a great defense. You know, it's been proven no matter where it has been. You know, people hate to say this, but, you know, Pittsburgh has ran a defense for so long. And then come to Arizona, and he had two successful years in defense there. So I'm excited to see what he can do in Cleveland.
And his approach to things, as you said, attack-oriented, aggressive, but it's also about moving people around. You spent your time primarily as an outside linebacker, but you could be lining up in a lot of different places, correct, in this defense?
Yeah, correct. Some days you can see me at middle linebacker. Some days you can see me at outside. Some days you can see me at three technique. So it's a lot of versatility that brings a lot of versatility to my game, as well as I bring a lot of versatility to the game. So I think that's with his defense. You if you don't want to succeed, it's because you don't, as a player, don't want to succeed. So all the pieces are there for you to be the best player that you can be.
And it sounds to me, Quinton, like it requires you to be obviously adaptable and knowledgeable. I mean, if you're going to play these different spots, you've got to know what you're doing. So this thing really keeps you on your toes. It seems to like it would be a challenging thing with both the playbook and in the film room and so forth, that you've got to be totally sharp and ready to handle different things at different times.
It is because you got to think about it. I just think about it this way. I'm a professional, so this is my job. This is what I'm required to do, just like a lawyer is required to try cases or a doctor is required to heal the sick. We're required to make tackles and get quarterback sacks. So I put all my energy and my efforts into doing that via watching film, lifting weights, running, you know what I mean, studying the playbook, you know, because this is my job. This is what I do. I'm a professional football player. So I take great pride in knowing not just what my job is, but knowing what everybody around me has to do. And that kind of makes my job easier to say, is if a guy goes down, then they can say, Quinton, go play this position, and I know what to do, rather than me have to learn that position. And that adds value to you as a player, too, because if a team can say, okay, well, we can count on this guy because he knows the mic, the Sam, the Will, as well as the Buck, and you know, then they say, okay, well, we don't have to go out and get a guy, we can just plug another guy in.
And when it comes to sharing that knowledge, when it comes to letting the guys around you really know what Ray Horton's scheme is about, and I know it's up to Ray, it's up to the defensive staff to do the teaching. That's what's going to start next week, actually, when you guys come in for the offseason program and through the offseason and into training camp. But it's guys like yourself who've actually done it, and your experience that you bring as a veteran guy who's been in this league, it's guys like yourself who are going to sort of share that knowledge, impart that on other players, right? You're going to be a little bit of a teacher, too.
Yeah, because the thing is, you know, coaches can say one thing. You know, you can put it down on paper one way, but some football players and some guys learn better from another player because, you know, coaches aren't in the fire running the plays, running the schemes, doing the blitzes, learning the coverages and things like that. So it also helps come from another player. Okay, man, hey, you can do this. If they call this defense, just always remember this. You know what I mean? It kind of makes it that much easier so you can play that much faster just coming from another player. And I think that's what I'm going to be able to bring to the Browns.
Sure, they can relate. You guys can relate to each other at a different level.
Correct.
And also the skill set, like you said, rushing the quarterback, but it's also dropping into coverage at times. It's knowing how to cover. It's being ball hawking and aware of trying to make plays that way. I mean, you've and in your game, your time, and in your experience with this, that's something you do pretty well.
Yeah. It like I said, it does. You know, I don't pride myself as a straight pass rusher. Or I had to learn how to get out of that title, because in this league, if you want to be on the field every down for all three downs, you can't just be a pass rusher. You have to be able to stop the run, as well as drop back and cover tight ends, man-to-man, cover backs out of the backfield, cover receivers if it comes down to that. So I think you have to be very versatile in what you do to be a complete linebacker in this league, and that's my goal, is to be the best complete linebacker that I can be.
Quentin Groves joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He, of course, one of the newer Browns, signed as a free agent. And, Quentin, you talk about adding value to what you do. Special teams contributions. This really right. jumps out at me off your bio, that you had 7 special teams tackles last year and a blocked punt with the Cardinals. You really pride yourself on your involvement in teams.
You know, I do. When I first came into the NFL, I didn't understand what it meant to be a special teams player. But then as my career grew on and on and on, like I said at the beginning of our conversation, it adds value to you as a player. Because if a team can bring you in and say, okay, well, this guy can play the kicking game, he can play defense, he can be a solid backup for us, it adds value to you. So that keeps you around and keeps you gives you longevity in this league. And that's what it's all about, man, finding a place that you can call your home and just, you know, grow. And then the thing about it too is, for me, you know, special teams, the game is won and lost on special teams. If you block a punt, 90% of the time you're going to win the game. Or if you have a big punt return, you know what I mean? Or a big kickoff return, a big hit on kickoff, and to set the tone for the whole entire game. Those are things that, you know, I like to bring in. I like to pride myself on to being that jump start, because special team is what starts the game. I don't care what game you have. There's never been an NFL game or any game that matter that has ever started on offense or defense.
Right.
Probably peewee football, but that's the only thing. So, you know, you just have to go down and make the hits and then break the long touchdowns, because that gets the crowd into it, that gets the team into it, and that just sets the whole spark for the whole team.
Let's talk about your career. You get into this league in your hometown, actually, with the Jacksonville Jaguars as a second-round pick in the 2008 draft. And so it starts there. Give me a sense from there. You end up, that's 08 and the 09 seasons in Oakland, right. 2010, 2011, before going to the Cardinals. But let's just talk about it. When you come in the league as a second rounder, and again, on that particular team, the Jaguars, you're saying you hope certainly that's where you're going to stay and right. Prosper and so forth. Give me a walkthrough of what took place and why it ended up that you ended up with a couple of teams before you end up in Cleveland.
Well, you know, you come into the league with such high hopes to be. I think the NFL and fans and the media puts more of expectations on the players than the players do for themselves, because a lot of people outside looking in don't realize that this is a hard league. The NFL is a hard, 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 hard league, and you have a man that is a guy coming from college. You know, it's very few rookies that come in and make an immediate impact. So it's just like when you went from high school to college, you had to get acclimated. You have to get acclimated to the NFL. But the thing is, they're paying you a large amount of money, so now they expect you to produce. When the fact of the matter is, you can't. I'm not going to say you can't, but it's kind of hard, because you're dealing with grown men every day. The seasons are way longer than college, you know what I mean? And you're not. It's kind of a stress, because you have different people coming and asking you for money for this, and then you have all these outside factors that are playing into your head. You have to take care of this person. You have to do this. Then on top of that, I have to be this dynamic football player that everybody wants me to be. But the thing I would say the thing that most people, what I think the NFL should do a better job of, is kind of getting players ready to transition. You know what I mean?
Right.
Block out that outside negativity. Put what got you here. Playing football is what got you to the NFL. So focus on playing football. And, you know, I kind of lost sight of that. My first couple of years in the NFL.
Right.
But like I said, you know, by the grace of God, and thank God that I kind of grabbed the bull by the reins and said, okay, I can take my career back and I can do it. And I thank Ray for, like I said, bringing me into Arizona and kind of helping me take my career back and get back to where I'm subject to be and I'm on my way to. So, like I said, it was all of that, man. Those outside factors are coupled with me wanting to do what I wanted to do and not taking football as serious as I should. So now it's just like, now this is this. I know this is my job and this is what I have to do.
Well, it's a very interesting background. And I said your home, that's your home now, Jacksonville. You're actually from Greenville, Mississippi.
Correct.
Played at Auburn before you were a four-year letterman at Auburn. And interesting, too, is that in high school, you were, besides playing football, defensive line, tight end, you also lettered in basketball, track and field, powerlifting team, and your wife, Tresca, was a member of Auburn's track and field team. So track and field's obviously has a big place in your heart.
It does. It does, because I think that's where I get most of my speed from. Me and my wife, we kind of joke around and race almost all the time. my son, he's a little track runner now. He's only 2, going on 3, but he's, thank you, Monty. He's growing, and I can see my daughter being the same way. So we kind of pride ourselves on it, because my wife, she ran track. She was an All-American at Auburn. So it kind of runs in our household. So when the Olympics come on and America's going against Trinidad and Tobago, which she's from, we always kind of root against Trinidad, but they always seem to win. So, you know, it's all fun. It's all good stuff. But like I said, it's a lot of things that you can gain from track and field. And
yeah.
I've taken a lot of my game from track and field.
Sure. No, and I like seeing that you were one of the 10 finalists as a senior at Auburn for the Awards and Recognition Association Sportsmanship Award, given annually to the NCAA Division I football player who best personifies, I can talk, the spirit of sportsmanship. I mean, you're a defensive guy. You're hitting the quarterback. You're hitting everybody that's wearing a different jersey, but you maintain sportsmanship. Is that an accurate portrayal of you?
I would say I can't say that. I thank the committee for nominating me. But if anybody that's seen me play, you know, play with the Raiders and play with Arizona,
yeah,
every other team I play with, you know, you guys will see that the Brown fans are coming to know I'm a bit of a trash talker.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I do a lot of trash talking. It's no love lost, but when we get in between the lines, it's war for me.
Uh-huh.
So I thank them for recognizing me, but that completely not my game at all.
Got it. I had to put that on the record. But are you and is it infectious that this thing? You know, like you say, you get fired up, you get the trash talk and all that. But I mean, obviously, within the boundaries of what you're supposed to do as a professional, and you know, no penalties, that sort of thing. But do you when you're doing that? Is it contagious? Do you also want to try to fire up your teammates?
Well, I tell you what I do, which what I do is, man, I talk, but I don't talk to the point of it gets ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have guys that just continue to talk and talk and talk the whole game.
Yeah.
I will make a play, and then I'll say something to you, and then I'll make another play and I'll say something to you, but then you won't hear nothing from me for the rest of the game. I will just give you a look. But that kind of gets under your skin a little bit more, because you know that I'm still here and I'm still coming day by day by day and play after play after play after play. So you kind of get frustrated with that. And silence is the best killer for me, because that he's looking for you to say something. And if I don't say anything and I just look at him, he knows within his mind, I can't block this guy. So, you know, that's what I do. I play mind games. And once I'm in his head, it's kind of over from there.
All right. Well, it looks like we got something to look forward to. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, Quentin, we thank you for taking the time to joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in Berea, Ohio next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Look forward to being there.
All right. He is Quentin Groves, the new Browns linebacker, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.